I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. They escaped genocide in Myanmar. But now Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh have to survive a whole new threat, monsoon rains. Gary Edmonds with Food for the Hungry says the Rohingya refugee camp is on a vulnerable floodplain, and monsoon season brings with it floods, landslides, and waterborne disease. Food for the Hungry is responding with aid and sanitation training, but there's more to it than that.
I think that this is one of the crucial ways that we can be witnesses to the love and the grace of God that comes to us through Jesus Christ.
Next, International Widow's Day tomorrow is a reminder that in some parts of the world, losing a husband is only the start of a painful journey. That's why Jennifer Pilon with India Partners uses a widow sponsorship program.
What it really does is it gives these widows hope that they don't have to struggle every single day to scrape by and barely survive. So widow sponsorship provides them with a buffer enough that they know they can have food, they know they'll get their medication.
And just like widows, deaf people are often overlooked by society. Deaf children are even thought to be cursed in South Sudan. Add to that the civil war raging on since 2013, and a life as a deaf person in South Sudan can be pretty rough. But Rob Myers of DOOR International says there's reason to rejoice. Earlier this month, deaf translators trained by DOOR celebrated the completion of 32 Bible portions in South Sudanese Sign Language.
For the first time, they actually have access to God's Word, and it's drastically changing their lives. God's Word and God's Kingdom changes everything. It's the one hope that we can always have in the midst of all of the rest of our lives falling apart.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.